This is the Tim and Jess podcast for Hit 96.1.
Etiquette of the office fridge. The office fridge is often a place of big contention for people. You bring in your food, and if someone takes it, then, I mean, it's quite frowned upon, right?
Oh, yeah. You, like, if I'm bringing a sandwich in, that's mine. But if it's there for 5 days, it's in the bin. Like, no one's going to have it.
There's only one person in our office that labels all of their food in the fridge.
There's always one.
There's always one person that just doesn't trust anyone else. And there's a single can of Pepsi in the back of the fridge that's been there for, I'm going to estimate, at least 2 months now.
I'd say more. Four months minimum. And I'm just thinking about it now, this person could have been burned in the past, and that's why the names go up.
Absolutely.
Been here a while, this casual. That's a thing as well I want to mention. This staff member is a casual, so they are not here 5 days of the week.
But the name is on this can of Pepsi. And look, yesterday you and I, quite parched in this office.
Oh, mate.
Looking in the fridge, and there is an enticing can of Pepsi right at the back there.
I know it hasn't got my name on it, but it's got my name on it. It's calling for me.
I mean, I know this is a really, like, ethical dilemma. How long is the right amount of time we can wait before we can claim that Pepsi as our own?
He's casual. It's been there 4 months. It's not perishable. I know that summer's coming up, but I feel like it's been there long enough for it to be fair game.
I feel like maybe once it hits the six-month mark, then it's fair game.
All right. Well, obviously it's not up for us to discuss this and make a ruling, so unfortunately, we need you to be the judge.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
That's right. You be the judge. Unfortunately, whoever calls through first, they're the judge.
We have to go with their ruling. And if they say you can drink that Pepsi now, we are going and opening that Pepsi at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I will go and do it after this song, if that is the case. But 13, 12, 16, if you've ever wanted to be a judge, this is your chance. You also get a Macklemore CD if you do call us on 13, 12, 16. Is it okay to steal the casual's can of soft drink?
You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. Cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Heidi, you have called through first, which means you are now the judge. Heidi, you know the situation. There's a can of soft drink by a casual. It's been named there for 4 months. What are you thinking? Can we take it? Do we have to leave it?
Where is it?
It's in the work fridge. In the back.
Yeah. Yay, you gotta drink it.
You gotta. Heidi, you gotta.
So what are you saying? It's fair game, Heidi?
Yeah.
What's
it
making,
has his name on it, though, Heidi. This is the thing that's making it. Like, if it didn't have a name on it, we could just take it and claim it if we thought it was ours.
Whose name's on it?
His name, the person who owns the drink.
Oh, he hasn't drank it.
Yeah, I know, but it's a non-perishable. That's where it gets a bit touchy because it's like, all right.
It will last.
It will last for him.
What's he saving it for? Christmas or something?
Maybe. You never know. Christmas Pepsi. So, Heidi, it's your ruling is final. So, I've got the hammer ready.
Yep.
Final ruling. Can we take the can of Pepsi?
Yeah. Can of Pepsi.
Bang.
The most casual judge we've ever had. Yeah. Just take it.
Heidi, not only are you a great judge, but we've got a Macklemore CD for you. His brand new album, thanks to Warner Music. No worries, mate.
It's all yours, Timmy.
I love Heidi. Heidi, I love you. Let's go get that can of Pepsi.
Come on. Come and get it. Tim and Jess, 6 a.m. weekdays on Hit 96.1 and always on Facebook.com/Hit 96.1.